Hello and welcome to Things That Go Bump in the Night. This is JC Bratton reporting live from San Jose, California. In this episode, we're going to focus on the witching hour. But before we do that, I'm going to give you a few updates. Oh my gosh, there's more creepy advertising that's happened. So I mentioned about the Peanuts ad where I was just eating some peanuts and all of a sudden a Planters Peanuts ad popped up on my Twitter feed. Well, another thing happened. I was looking outside and there were some bees flying around and it was just in my head, bees. And then all of a sudden on my Facebook feed, there was an advertisement for adopting a bee. I didn't even talk about bees all day. I don't even mention anything about bees, but all of a sudden bees popped up. What the heck? And then even more creepy, the other day, I was just minding my own business, eating some cereal, and I realized, oh my gosh, I'm running low on milk. I didn't do any Google searches. I didn't do anything. I was just literally just thinking, I'm running out of milk. Then I look on Twitter, all of a sudden, advertisement for milk. What the heck? I'm telling you, they've like tapped into my mind or something. Like they know exactly what I'm thinking. It's really, really scary, people. I'm telling you. Okay, so now we're going to talk about the witching hour. So I actually introduced the witching hour, not specifically word for word, but the whole concept you'll find in actually all three of my short stories. In particular, in Who's at the Door, you'll find that, for example, Jamie, she receives those notifications on her phone at 3:33, right? In Parasomnia, Alex Anderson, she gets a knock on her door at 3:33. In Dollhouse, John, he's in the bathroom and it's around 3:33. So I use that time period as sort of a gateway to what can be construed as the witching hour. So what is the witching hour? So as some people refer to it as what they call the devil's hour. So it's that time period in which there's this veil between good and evil or light and dark, and it becomes its most thin, to where what will happen is that evil, spirits, witchcraft, etc., you know, a lot of times it seems to take place during that time period. Now, in some instances, they mention that the devil's hour or the witching hour is somewhere between midnight and 1. But the most popular belief is actually that it's between 3 and 4 a.m. And the reason being is that you look at it as the devil's hour because it'll be opposite of God's hour. Or if you go back to Christianity, what happens is that Jesus, his physical death happened at 3 o'clock p.m. So then you say, okay, then the devil's hour would be 3 o'clock a.m., right? So that's kind of where that came from. But what's interesting is that in 1775, the whole vernacular or Western vernacular of the witching hour came to be from a poem from Reverend Matthew West called Night and Ode. And in it, he said, "Along whose banks at midnight's witching hour, so wayward fancy dreams, aerial beings pour." So basically, witches cast their spells in the blackest of night when the veil between life and death is the weakest. So in addition to that, you know, you can look at it as like, okay, this is this whole concept of scares and good versus evil and just this whole kind of really, scary little period of time or scary little window of time. But really, it might be actually related a lot to the human experience and the human condition from a biological perspective. So every human being, of course, has a circadian rhythm and sleep cycles. And so during that REM phase of sleep or the rapid eye movement phase of sleep, is when you dream and you cycle roughly through six ages every night. And then what happens is that a lot of times what happens is that deep dream state that you're in usually happens around 3 o'clock in the morning. So that's why it's it's interesting when you're kind of like, so you say it's 3 o'clock in the morning, you've gone through REM sleep, you had this really bad nightmare, you wake up and you look at the clock, oh my gosh, the clock says 3:33, you know, and you start associating, nightmares and strange, bizarre occurrences with that time period. So there's a little bit of biology involved and a little bit of social human experience involved that kind of associates that time with, strange occurrences and so forth. So maybe it's not necessarily a superstitious thing or something that really is about quote unquote evil, but it could just be related to the bizarre nature of dreams and the bizarre experiences we have during that time period, which just happens to coincide with that time period between 3 and 4 a.m. So hopefully that gives you a little bit of perspective on the witching hour, but still regardless though, even if there is a bit of a biological explanation, it's still very fascinating because you can look at it as this little gateway or portal between, one realm of existence and another. And you think of it in terms of dreams anyway, right? Dreams, at this point, we still don't understand what causes them and what they're about. And as I mentioned in some of my other podcasts, is that, dreams can be potentially some sort of tapping into some sort of collective consciousness or unconsciousness that we as humans are experiencing, right? And so that transcending and it happening ironically at the witching hour is a very interesting thing to think about. So next time when you're going to sleep and then you wake up in the middle of the night, check your clock. And see if it's always somewhere around 3 and 4 a.m. And then maybe you might want to just, turn on the lights for a bit. You might want to make sure your doors are locked. Who knows? Or actually be very, very wary of any kind of motion sensing that happens on your phone because you don't want it to be Bloody Mary. Let's just put it that way.